You are listening to Prometheus by Minute. I'm your host, Connor Coulson. This is Minute 45. This minute opens with David coming to the rescue, and ends with Milburn and Fifield bumbling through the tunnels of the pyramid. Once David has Shaw and Holloway hooked onto him, he gives a little okay gesture, which is kind of cute. It's a bit of a theatrical flourish to it. They are then reeled back into the ship. They look like mannequins as they float through the air. There's really no way to make that look natural. Once inside, everyone else is panting and has pained and grimaced expressions, but David is totally neutral. According to the Furious Gods documentary, Fassbend only had a day's rehearsal for this scene, but he ended up doing about 90% of the stunts. The stunt coordinator seemed pretty impressed with him, and it is really impressive when you consider not only did he have to do those stunts, he had to do it in this flawlessly robotic way. There was an even narrower margin for error. If it were a human character, we would just expect them to flail and stumble a bit. Not so with an android. The ship's computer declares contamination at level 3, as what I presume are security officers walk along and torch the floor, which is covered in soil and rubble. I never paid much attention to this moment before. It's a nice detail. There's no telling what kind of dangerous materials may be in that debris. But there's also no guarantee that a flamethrower would be enough to completely decontaminate the area. There may be microbes that can withstand extreme temperatures, or there may be hazardous elements heretofore unknown. We are facing a similar issue on Mars. The soil is toxic and may be dangerous to us. Still, it's a cool transitional shot, a way of de-escalating from the chaos of the last few minutes. Plus, it is a rare instance of scientific realism. I'll briefly delve further into the situation on Mars here. I take this quote from a badly written ABC article, the Australian one, but I have included the original research paper in the footnotes. The study found a toxic cocktail formed when chemical compounds in the soil, called perchlorates, were exposed to UV light. The perchlorates were known to exist in Martian soil, but in experiments, researchers on Earth exposed the compounds to shortwave ultraviolet radiation, similar to that found on Mars. The research suggests that two other parts of the Martian soil, iron oxides and hydrogen peroxide, work with the perchlorates to further increase the toxicity. Simon George, professor of organic geochemistry at Macquarie University, said the paper published in the journal Scientific Reports confirmed what scientists expected. There's no ozone layer on Mars, so UV rays penetrate down to the surface. What happens is this UV radiation interacts with the perchlorates and produces side products, probably chlorite and others, which are things that are really toxic to life. It's just another variable of space travel that we don't consider. Everything can potentially kill us, even the soil. We evolved to survive in such a narrow parameter of conditions. Back inside the Prometheus, Holloway berates Ellie in that way I've known so many people to do. My own parents would yell at my brothers and I whenever we hurt ourselves. It's such a weird impulse, like they can't untangle their feelings, they're angry at the accident, not at us, but it just manifests as them being angry at us in general. In this particular instance, I will give Holloway a bit of a pass, because it was reckless of Shaw. I am being surprisingly forgiving of Holloway on this show. I guess when you break it down into small increments, he's easier to handle. I don't know. Or maybe he just hasn't reached peak level douchebag yet. We shall see. We cut to David readying the elevator. Elizabeth ignores Charlie, but when David calmly asks her if she's alright, she says, "Yes, thank you, David." The subtext here being that David is almost interrupting Holloway's rant to make himself look like the better man. Shaw and David share a moment of, "Can you believe this dickhead? Can he give me a moment?" It's akin to when a man is talking to a woman and then another man shows up and is all like, "Is this guy bothering you?" I think this is the first moment when Shaw really notices and appreciates David. It's the first time they connect. I don't think the time when she first woke up out of cryo and was vomiting everywhere really counts, in case you were wondering. On page 39 of the Paradise script, David flashes an unconvincing smile and says, "My pleasure," when Shaw thanks him. This makes it clear he saw the whole exercise as an inconvenience. Whereas in the film, there's more ambiguity. How does he feel about Shaw? Interestingly enough, that ambiguity was there in Engineers, page 46. So it's another element that was there in the beginning, lost in the rewrites, and ultimately made it into the final film. Here's the excerpt from the Engineer script. Watts pulls her helmet off, catches David's eye across the airlock, mouths a silent thank you. He gives her the barest nod and vanishes into the ship. Returning to the film, Yannick asks Shaw over comms where Fifield and Milburn are. Shaw assumed they had returned by now. But there are no vehicles missing. Why would she assume that? I will not let this point go. We cut to the boys in the tunnels. Milburn says, we've been here before, Fifield. How has the map maker gotten so lost? On pages 41 to 42 of the Paradise script, we get something similar to one of the deleted scenes. I think this scene serves a few functions. It shows the crew unwinding and bonding. It's a moment to breathe and celebrate. It also explains why Holloway was wandering around the lab with a bottle in hand, wearing his civilian garb, in a future minute. This scene just ties things together much more neatly, creates a better flow. But Ridley often prioritizes efficiency overall, which can sometimes be to the detriment of the film. I often feel he deletes important moments. On the other hand, it is much better than a movie that is slow and self-indulgent, so you win some, you lose some, I suppose. Interior, Magellan, Mestec, later, dusk. A cork pops, glasses are filled, and we find the entire crew of the Magellan, Sans, too, gathered in the mess hall, a celebration. Shaw holds up her glass, taps it with a pen, a toast. Holloway downs his glass of champagne in a single swallow, stands up shouting, shut up, the lady wants to speak, and they do shut up. Holloway gestures to a table, offers his hand like a prince, allowing Shaw to take the proverbial stage. Nervous now, all eyes on her. Shaw. Thank you. I just wanted to say... A beat, where to begin. Thank you for coming here without even knowing why. For taking a leap of faith. What we found here... We made history today. Raises her glass. We are not alone. Raucous shouts of support. More drinking. Yannick breaks out the squeeze box, playing an up-tempo Hark the Herald Angels Sing as the party begins. Shaw settles back down beside Holloway, who now seems a little tipsy. Why'd you go back for the head? What? You almost got yourself killed. Why didn't you just leave it?
We need to find out what killed them. If I left it out there, we'd never-
Who cares what killed them? I didn't come all this way to perform a goddamn autopsy, Ellie. Shaw looks at him, confused.
What's wrong with you?
And now, not without a real sense of sadness, what's wrong is they're all dead. Then, softly, we are alone, sweetheart. And before Shaw gets a chance to answer, we reveal David. God knows how long he's been standing there. Is he like Drax?
It's just moving really slowly. You can't detect his movements.
David, doctors, we're all ready for you. On Shaw, she looks at Holloway, but he trades out his glass for the bottle. Takes a nice long swig. Guess she's on her own. She shakes her head, rises.
All right, let's see what we've got.
Which leads into the lab scene with the head. I'll also insert the audio from the deleted scene so you can compare and contrast.
A woman in Africa told me the story of how the world came to be. She said, first there was a sun, but it had no one to shine on. So the sun made man. And man looked up at the sun and asked, why did you make me? And the sun said, because I was alone. My whole life I've been looking for what we found today. We're not alone anymore. Cheers.
Cheers. Well, do me a favor. Next time you see a storm, run the other way.
I dropped my head.
Well, as much as I respect your suicidal passion, why the hell did you go back for it?
Because it proves they were here. And it's the only way we can find out what killed them.
But who cares what killed them, right?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
Yes.
Ellie, they're all dead. So? So that means that we are alone.
Doctors, The specimen's prepped. We're all ready for you.
Specimen? No. No, Ellie, I didn't come all this way for an autopsy. Remember, we were supposed to talk to them, so...
All right, that about covers it. This is Coulson signing off. You can find me on TravianDesigns.com, TRAVIAN, or Prometheus by Minute on Facebook.